And check out our travel in the coming days as Steal the Story, Please, the documentary about Democracy Now! Travels the country starting April 9th here in New York. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 31st, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic this afternoon, from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. today, continuing weekdays until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close again for the school streets program, limiting access during student pickup time. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William, and on Barry at Queen, both for construction. Now checking in with the weather, it's a cloudy and damp afternoon with a 60% chance of drizzle continuing into the early afternoon, before periods of rain later on today. Rainfall totals for the day could reach 20 to 30 millimeters. Winds have shifted to the east at around 20 kilometers per hour with a high near 9 degrees. The UV index remains low. Tonight, expect showers with a low of plus 2. This has been your 1 p.m. news brief here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for more programming coming up next.
Mississippi Queen! And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks!
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no! Don't stop a rockin'!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight out, and I miss you right about now. Gonna say the day that I met you, I started.
Well, we're starting off the episode a bit differently today. This is Stoke. If you're just tuning in, I am your host, Jane. And every week I come up with a theme and an episode idea and kind of go from there. But this week's a bit special. As I'm entering the last week of my fourth year of university, I'm not graduating. I'm coming back in the fall for one more semester. But it's weird to watch my peers and some of my roommates, you know, prepare to like leave and go live in the real world. It's definitely a bit shocking and stunning. And, you know, it's been kind of nostalgic, if I will. You know, walking through campus and just seeing, you know, the houses of the friends I've had and memories of where I've been and what I've done all year and stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's a weird nostalgic time right now. And I thought, what better way to be nostalgic than to commemorate my friends? And those are my friends at 58. Those are my girls. They, you know, they've been there for me forever. I couldn't have asked for a better house. You know, no issues. I will, you know, have love for them for forever. You know, I've been lucky enough to not, you know, have any issues in the living situation. So this is just my ode to my girls that have always been there for me. And, you know, some of them will be leaving, but that doesn't mean anything other than we'll just be a little bit further away. So I'm going to commemorate a handful of songs to each individual person, and then some songs that just remind me of, you know, who we are and what type of music we've gotten along with and funny memories we've had and, you know, all of the above. So what I started with was Kingston by Faye Webster, and that's just a song that's gonna, anytime I hear it, it's gonna remind me of university. You know, it's, although it's not about Kingston, Ontario, it is very, you know, I don't know, it's just nostalgic for me because I know as soon as I do graduate and move on from here, that song will put me into tears when I hear it. So I thought that's a good start because that is where, you know, we all met and where we all got along and started our friendship. So there you go. And then from there, I'm going to get into, there'll be about five songs here that all are associated with a person in the house, okay? And it'll be broken up. Obviously, I'll talk a little bit in between each, but we'll start with the first one. And some of these might be repeated from other episodes, but I don't care. I'm in charge, so it doesn't matter. But this, we're going to start off with my little ode to Pippler. You know her. She's been on the show a couple times. Me and her, I would say we have pretty similar music taste. We've talked about it many times on Stoke, but she and I really get along with the band called Cannons. And I can't remember if I showed her this song or if she knew it as well and we just kind of connected. But this one's Bad Dream by Cannons. And whenever I'm going to hear any type of Cannons, I'll be thinking of Pippa. So Bad Dream's just a good kind of dreamy, no pun intended, song. And, you know, it just, it's Pippa in my brain. So after that, excuse me, we will get into Greyhound by Palace. And Palace is definitely more of a folky kind of vibe and chiller music. And that's going to be Chloe right there for you. Chloe, you know, her and Pippa were both upstairs, so I would hear their music kind of melt down the staircase, and, you know, I'd think about it and listen to what they're listening to. But Chloe, anytime Chloe's listening to music, you can tell, because she's got that folky tune. I mean, her really do, I wouldn't say we have exact same music taste, but we do definitely agree on Palace, that's for sure. So anytime she's cooking, anytime she's in the shower and Palace is on, I just know Chloe. I'm bopping my head downstairs. We'll start off with those two, and then I'll get into the next three, but I'll stop my yapping and we'll get into it.
I bought a ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back with the lights down low. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to continue on to go through my housemates. And this one is kind of similar vibe to what was just played. So we're going to get into Mount Joy, and it's Silver Lining. And this is for Nelly. I know she went to see Mount Joy and has a special place in her heart for Mount Joy. But it's funny because it's very similar to what Chloe listens to, I would say. And then our other roommate, Jess, just went to see them overseas. So it's kind of like a house staple, I would say. I'm not like, I don't know them very well, to be honest with you, but I do like this song a lot, and I do appreciate that, like, Nelly and I's, you know, music tastes can overlap and get into, you know, different genres together, which is nice. So definitely anything Mount Joy would remind me of Nelly or of someone in our house to this extent, but definitely Nelly. And then the next song, this one is hard because it's a staple for the whole house, but this is just a certain someone in the house is that it's just like, oh my God, it's her song, and it's Tommy. And Tommy, anytime, me and Tommy, we don't really have any type of music overlap. I won't lie to you. I think she hates every music I play. I don't hate the music she plays. It's just country, and I'm not a country girl. But We're good friends regardless, but this song we can definitely agree on, and it is Wet Dreams by J. Cole, which is so different from everything above, but, you know, our house has range, and we'll get into more of that type of music later in the episode, but Wet Dreams, anytime we have a pre, or we're, you know, getting ready to go out. Wet Dreams is being played as one of the first songs as we're getting ready to go. So this is an ode to her and that, but it's also a good house song for sure. And then I'll do one more song just to finish off my five roommates. This is Anything Daniel Caesar. That's going to be Jess for me. And again, Daniel Caesar is another one I don't know very well, but Jess and Nelly have very similar music type because I think Nelly really likes Daniel Caesar, so does Jess, and vice versa with the Mount Joy. So this one is Who Knows by Daniel Caesar. And that's going to be thrown in there for Jess because I know she likes him. And anytime I hear kind of more of that, I don't even know how you would describe that alternative kind of R&B stuff. It's going to be reminding me of Jess. So we'll get into those three songs. Those are kind of the five that are the first representations of my roommates. And then we'll get more into the broad category of the house. But yeah, there you go.
Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. My brotherly daughters beat. Drink your wine, smoke your weed, my brother. Let the heart stop me. And where your silver lining, where it close to your skin. But if it's the drug,
y'all back, man, as I do so well. Wasn't nothing like that, man. It wasn't nothing like that first
time. She was in my math class. Long hair, brown skin with the fat ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh, had mad jokes. The teacher always got mad, so we passed notes. It started off so innocent. She had a vibe in it, started digging it. I was a young and straight crushing, trying to play this cool. But a nigga couldn't wait to get to school. Cause when I seen them thighs on her, and them hips on her, and them lips on her, got me daydreaming, man, what? I'm thinking how she rides on it, if she sits on it, if she licks on it, make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, attraction is getting deepened. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a notice that you ever had sex before. Damn, and I ain't never did this before, no. 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 I wrote back and said, of course I had sex before, knowing I was frontin'. I said, I'm like a pro, baby, knowing I was stuntin'. But if I told the truth, I knew that I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in business since the day I came out one, but she don't know that, so she done wrote back and told me, oh, you a pro, homie? Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend, so Saturday, baby, we can get the freaking. That's when my heart start racing and my body start sweating. Baby, you done woke my little man up. I'm thinking how that body look naked when you laying on the bed. Teacher, please don't make me stand up. I wrote back like, yeah, baby, sound like a plan. Still trying to play it cool, sound like the man. But I was scared to death, my nigga, my stomach turned. Talking shit, knowing damn well I was a virgin. And I ain't ever did this before, no. 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 You know that feeling when you know you finna bone for the first time. I'm hoping that she won't notice it's my first time. I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to quit. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to see just how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how it go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga, palm sweating. With a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start flushing. And then nigga roll over on top. And then she get my pants unbuckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh, girl, don't stop. It's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth, yeah, just how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby, be gentle, cause I ain't ever did this before, no. And 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 I ain't ever did this before, no.
Is it hot? Does it snow there? but who knows? Think I'll take that thought to the grave, but who knows? I know that I love you always, yeah, girl, you, and I'd like that.
Well, we've made it through the first chunk of the playlist. Now we're going to get into, there's like a handful of songs here that kind of remind me of multiple people in the house. But yeah, we'll just get into it. So the first one here, I forgot about this song. I actually haven't listened to it in a while, but Japanese Breakfast is, I knew them before, but Chloe definitely was a big proponent in getting me to listen to Japanese Breakfast a lot more. And then me and Pippa, I just have these nice memories of me, Pippa, and Chloe having these crazy deep conversations, you know, in the middle of winter on our half screened in porch, and you know, listening to songs that reminded us of each other, songs we liked together. And this is one of them, and this one is Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast. And it's just, it's a nice song. It's very, I would say it encapsulates, you know, the three of us in that type of listening and stuff. So it's nice, it's really nice. And that's one of my faves from, you know, the 58 catalog, if you will. And then the next one I remember, I mean, this one is kind of a shout out to the people in my house that like, you know, more of the 70s type of music. But this one, you know, I remember driving with Nelly in her car one time. I'm sure all of us were in there, but I always loved the song Brandy, You're Fine Girl. And she played it and I was just like, what? You know this song? What the heck? Even though it obviously, like, it's not that like deep of a cut. But she was like, I love this song. And I was like, me too. And then, you know, me and her definitely have an appreciation for more of the 70s and older music, which I like. And I think we can definitely vibe on that. And I like that our house kind of has, we all have our own, I think of it as rings of music. And there's like Venn diagrams of how much we overlap. But at some point, everyone overlaps with another person. So it's like a giant circle, which is nice. So, you know, me and Nelly get along with that. And Tommy and her get along with the country. And it just works out that way, which is nice. And then the last one I'll do before we get into any more will be Swang by Ray Shremmerd. This one's kind of a newer pick, but me and Pippa, Tom as well, you know, this song is just, it's awesome. It's fun. It's been stuck in my head for the past 2 weeks because Pippa cannot stop playing it nor singing it. And it also reminds me of my sister, which is nice. So I'm a huge fan of it. It gets into our more, I don't know, our more rap kind of centric side of the house. Because, you know, we can appreciate some Drake and some 2010s rap. I definitely love it. So this one will kind of get into that side of it. But I just love it. It will remind me, you know, of my sister and our house for a while. So I will stop talking, play those, and then we'll be back.
Yeah. day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Cash in the area, where it goes up. Hey, gotta come down. I know some young doctor. But I dropped out and chose to be a baller. Woo. Switching lanes, spin game in my new drop. Still on a paper chase that'll never stop.
And just like that, we are on to the last two songs of the episode. Honestly, maybe if there's more time at the end, maybe I'll try to sneak one more song in. But I think these last two kind of are the perfect ending to this playlist. You know, we had a moment. I would say this song that I'm about to play is very, I think our house just got very close and we realized that, you know, living with someone for 4 years can be a lot and there's frustrations and, you know, whatever, it's life. But at a certain point when you're in fourth year, one of your like later years in university, it's hard to realize that you might not ever live with people like this again, or you might not have the same kind of bubble you've had for the past 4 years. So I think we all just got pretty close and put, you know, small bickering aside just because, you know, we love each other and we might not live with each other ever again. So it's nice that we did that. And it's weird. It's a weird thing to think that this era is coming to an end. But, you know, as is life, that time moves on. But this song, I think, just encapsulates, I know I've said this word a lot, but our fourth year a lot, and just having fun with your girls. Ain't nothing wrong than having fun with the people that, you know, are the nicest to you and lift you up and who you're closest with. So this song is dedicated to that, and this is Kiss It Better by Rihanna. Obviously, I have played this before, as many songs on this playlist I've played before, but this is an ode to my friends and this is an ode to our house. So this, you wouldn't be shocked if this song was being played, especially in our fourth year. So even though I genuinely had never heard the song until a couple months ago, which is crazy because I thought I kind of knew Rihanna's whole, you know, bag of songs, but I guess not. And then this last song I have on the docket here, we will see. I don't think I'll have time for a song after that. I don't really want another song after this, but this song, we just watched Project Hail Mary and it's a fantastic movie. We wanted to go to the movie theater. Maybe I shouldn't dox myself, but we wanted to go to the movie theater. We didn't want to spend any money, as any, you know, sane university student wants to. And we somehow got it. We illegally pirated it somehow. And we watched it. And it was fantastic. It is such a good movie. Very funny. Very, you know, heartwarming. X, Y, and Z. Great movie. Anyways, this song is part of the movie. I won't say when or how, but this past weekend, we went on a kind of a house night, which was really nice. We just went all up Princess, went to a couple different spots to get drinks and just have fun with each other. And it was a really fun night. And after we got back, we played this song and we were just like singing and screaming it to the top of our lungs, even though it's a super sad song. And I've always really enjoyed the song, honestly. Like, I actually really did like this song. And I don't know, I'm just, it's on its way back in our house. And I think it actually is a great wrap up to this playlist and to the time we've spent together and stuff. And that would be Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. And it is a really sad song and it hits a little too close to home right now, but it's nice. And it's, I don't know, it's just more memories of with my friends than being sad about it, because that's all you can do. You can't dwell in, you know, missing the people. You got to just enjoy that we're still together and have, you know, a couple more weeks. So let's just listen to the last two songs that remind me of my friends, my house, and yeah, try not to cry as this plays. But no, these two songs are awesome. I've been yapping too much, but It's a storytelling playlist this week, I'll say. So, yeah, we'll get into that. And I just want to thank, you know, you guys for listening. It's edging to the end of the semester, so it's been great. I've been doing this for over a year now, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. So thanks so much. Also, actually, I got time to do this. I need to thank my roommates for being as supportive as they have, because I've done a lot of whack and crazy random side quests this year, and they've really supported it. I've dragged them to 10 different things, and they've all come and, you know, supported me in any way that they could, and I couldn't have asked for better people and better friends. So thank you to them. Thank you to you guys for listening. This is Stoke. I've had fun doing this episode, as heartwarming and sad as it is. Thank you to my friends. This is my ode to 58. Thank you all. I will see you when I see you next.
a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from your bullet? A bullet.
hey, boomer radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music.